Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, good evening. We are live this Friday. Today we're going to be changing up a bit for the new year. Tonight we are introducing the Point Christian Fellowship's Friday Night Point of Light. I am your host, Elder Paul McCoy of the Church of God in Christ the Faith Tabernacle and the Point Christian Fellowship in East St. Louis. Right now we are just waiting to come up, those of you that may be on right now. System is having a bit of an issue. Always starts off this way, but what we will do is just ask you all to be patient as we move forward. There's some software that is requesting to be installed in order to make this all run smoothly. And hopefully we'll be able to get up and running in about a minute or so. All right, everybody, just give us one moment. We are still moving forward. As we do this, we pray that you all have had a wonderful new year. We pray that it was blessed and was safe. Pray that you enjoy time with family, friends, got an opportunity to fellowship with others this New Year season. At one moment, we are just still rolling forward in this. Let's see where we stand. Well, it looks like I am still the only one online. Right now it is 7:33. And we are just waiting for others to come on. All right, we see that someone has popped on the line. We're just waiting for a moment. As we get everything set up, we're doing something a little bit new tonight. We are still rolling. For those that are online right now, we are still moving forward. Trying to get another portion of our session set up. Right now, it seems like the line went off, so maybe we're just waiting for others to actually get started. It's kind of recording what we're doing. So it seems like right now we're at 7:34, we starting this at 7:30, nobody's here. We're still moving with this. I'm just informing others that we are rolling. And we are recording. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Are you still up and running? I think we began a little bit earlier today by the request for the points of light. So we're trying to do a dual video conference using some new software as well as the conference line. Hello, are you there? We have a 972 number. 217, area code 972. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Put you back on mute. If you're trying to get in through the conference, through the chat conference, your number is showing up, but cannot hear you. You know we're trying something new tonight. If that is you, Pastor McCoy, Pastor Herbert, I see your number. I just can't hear you. I'm going to open you up again. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? I can see you, Pastor Herbert. I can see you on the video conference. I'm not sure if you can see if you're connecting in through the chat system. There is a 972 number that's up. I don't know if that's you. Can you see me?
Oh, okay. Let's try this now.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you. It's trying to do something here. Let me try to check.
Okay. Okay, because we can, I can see you, and I didn't see anything come up the chat, but can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, chat, I see the chat is working. You should see something from me now. Now, I'm thinking you should still hear me. All right, I see the conference is working. Chat is working. Now, it's just the fact that it's doubling up. So right now, okay.
Okay, what can I do? Okay.
Okay, now we can hear you on both video and on the audio, both audio settings. Tell me if you can see this, what I'm showing you right now. Do you see what I'm showing you? Do you see what I'm showing you now? Blog Talk studio screen, can you see that? You should now be seeing me again. Okay. Let's see what we're doing now. Okay. Okay. All right, Pastor Herbert, we're still on. I see one of the your other laptop is gone. I can still see that you're still connected.
All that counts.
I know you said you were trying to get another laptop.
Yeah. Here it is.
Those that are on, we are trying to put together another system. We're having trying to put together our meeting system in conjunction with the conference line. Our speaker tonight hung up, so we're just trying to get this in order while we have a little bit of time. So we just have to apologize for the delay. The wait. Right now, we're just trying to get this in order. We thought we had it, but obviously it's kind of got away from us again. Pastor Herbert, if you can hear me, you will have to send me your that Hangouts link through the chat. Through the chat line. For some reason it's not working too well on the other line. Doing something. We're still working. Okay. Still waiting for you. All right. Okay, I see you.
All right. Yeah, I think it was a heart rhythm.
I think it's also a hold on just a second. We may have an issue here. Hold on. Can you hear me? I think it's because we have a slumber charge. We still don't see you on the conference. Still has one.
Say it again.
I said I can't see you on the conference.
Microphone on, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you just fine.
More?
Yeah, I think that may be on my
end. I think there's still, you still have another,
I'm looking to hear to see you on the conference.
Okay.
Say it again. Okay. Well, right now you are. Right now, just so you know, you are. You're not on the actual Blog Talk conference. You're on the meeting, and I can hear you from there, which is fine. It's just now. If you want to present on the conference, you need to dial into that. Kind of like what you did before. Because right now what I'm doing is I'm muting out my speakers and putting on my headphones so there won't be any backlash. So you should be able to dial in like you did before. Okay. All right. Okay. Uh-huh. 639-4733. Mm-hmm. 4733. Yeah, I just sent it to you. Okay, did you just do that? Okay. I'm going to mute one of them.
Okay, yeah, okay, you do.
Okay.
Let's get muted here.
Okay, so you should be able to, right now, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. You should be able to hear us now. You should be, I got you open on Blog Talk Radio now.
Okay.
So you should be able to, you should be able to hear. All right. Okay, I'm going to unmute. I want you to say hello to your, say hello to Pastor Mom and see if she's going to shoot us out. Hold on. Speak.
Hello? Pastor Mom, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Did you hear her?
No?
No.
Did she speak back?
Pastor Mom, can you hear
her? That's my phone.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Pastor Mom, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear us, Pastor Mom?
Yes, I can hear you.
I don't think she can hear you.
I'm going to mute my microphone so that you might be able to unmute me on this end, and then you won't hear me.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Let's see now. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I'm going to put my mute back on.
Okay. I think we're going to work, we'll have to work this out on another, on, I think the problem is that we have two, we got multiple audio going on, including the, including that. Can you, Pastor Herbert, can you hear me? Pastor Herbert, can you hear me? You're probably going to unmute your voice on the Blog Talk because you can't. I don't think you can hear me.
So maybe I just need to dial in. I might be messing the whole system up.
Right. I think it's right. Pastor Mom, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, Pastor Herbert, you can hear us as well. Pastor Herbert, can you hear us? Pastor Herbert, can you hear us?
I can hear you, but wait a minute.
Okay, now I'm talking over my computer now.
Okay.
And I can hear you. But I'm also on Deke's phone. Muted.
Okay. We're gonna use Deacon Mike's phone. I muted the one on the chat for now. So we'll work this out as we go. We can get started. You can still hear us, yes? Pastor Herbert, can you still hear us? If you hear me talking and you can't respond, I don't hear you. You're probably on mute.
I said we'll just go it on and do it through the phone.
Yeah, I can hear
All
you.
Right.
Can you hear
All
me?
Right. Yeah, we're good now. We're good.
Okay. All right. I went on Hung Up the Hangout. And we'll get to that.
Okay. We'll get that started. All right. Let's get started. We've done a lot of work tonight. We've done a good amount of work tonight, so we at least have an idea of where we're going to go with this next. Until then, we'll just keep moving forward. It is Friday, January 4th, 2019. Thank you, praise God, for everybody that's on the line. We've just been, for those that are just getting on, we've been doing some testing to be able to share this on a broader scale. So we still have a few other things we need to do. But we'll get to that. We'll definitely get to that. Before we begin, as always, I'm going to have Elder Marshall. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Good evening to you. As always, we're going to have you start off with just a song of a song of praise, and then we're going to move forward.
Okay. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, sin paid a pain, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I see the blood. When I see the blood, I see the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, chiefest of sinners, Jesus will say all he has promised that he will do. Washing the fountain open for sin, and I will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, oh, love and kindness, faithful and true. Find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood, I see the blood. When I see the blood, I see the blood. When I see the blood, I see the blood. I will pass over you. I will pass breath over you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. We thank you so much, as always, Elder Marshall, for your song of praise. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right, tonight we start off this new year. We welcome you all to Friday Night Points of Light. Going to be brought to you all by the Point Christian Fellowship in McKinney, Texas. Tonight's speaker and co-host will be none other than Senior Pastor Herbert McCoy, Jr. of the Point Christian Fellowship in McKinney, Texas. As always, we will turn it over to Pastor McCoy. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, we're here.
Amen, amen. We are leaving it in your capable hands, sir. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory for the great thing that he has done. We bid everyone a happy, blessed, marvelous, wonderful new year. It's going to be something fantastic. Eyes have not seen nor ears heard what God has in store for us in this year. 2019, and we implore everybody to focus on the unseen. Amen. We're going to have now Deacon Michael to give us our scripture. Minister Foreman will give us our prayer, and we'll continue on from there. I'm hoping that we can get a song after the prayer from Pastor McCoy, Elder McCoy there, and ESL. I'm hoping we can do that. I was singing the other night, and what I was singing, it sounded so good. I was going to sing it here for us tonight, but you know, when I woke up and tried to sing it, it didn't come across as good as it did in my dream. So I'm gonna ask Pastor Paul to go along and sing it for us this evening. Amen. But I'm going on, and we're gonna hear Deacon Mike now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Going with Psalms 24. King James Version, verse 1 through 3, 7 through 10, and it goes like this. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
Yes.
For he hath founded it up on the seas and established it up on the flood.
Yes.
Who shall ascend it to the hills of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
or who shall stand in his holy place?
Yes.
Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Yes.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty,
mm-hmm.
the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors,
yes.
and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Amen. Truly, he is the King of glory. We're going to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come once again in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father God,
Jesus.
Give me your thanks, Lord God.
Yes.
First, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for 2018, Lord God.
Yes.
Father God, bring us into 2019.
Yes.
Now, Lord God, we just ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, continue
yes.
to order our steps in your word, Lord God.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we just ask you to cover us, Father God, wherever we fall short, oh Heavenly
yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
But Heavenly Father, input in us, Heavenly Father, that we will, Father God, do your will, Lord God.
Yes.
Not our will, Heavenly Father, but your will, Lord God.
Yes.
Father God, preparing the way for the second coming
yes.
of our Lord and Savior, Jesus
yes.
Christ, Father God. Father God, this time he is not to come to to those that want to be saved, Lord God. But this time, Father God, he's coming to judge, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just ask you to put on the people's heart right now, Father God, that they will get it right now while they have a chance.
Yes.
Father God, blood running warm through the vein, Lord God. Father God, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, touch everyone over this nation, Lord God. This we ask in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Let us move to our second area of praise and worship, singing the old, bringing in the new year with an old yet still good classic to stir the spirit.
Amen.
Shine on me.
Yeah.
Shine on me. Let light of the lighthouse, let it shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Lord, let the light of the lighthouse, let it shine on me. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. And we bless his name.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We are grateful once again to be on the air. We thank Get 'Em Radio once again. We're trying to get things set up with Google, and it's been a little stretch, but there's a lot that they've given, and we will be able to consume that. Which has been given. Right now, it's just like a bush that's not being consumed. Can't quite get to it. But we know that in time, it will be able to do that which it is purposed to do. But as we said, we thank everybody that's online this evening with us. We bid everyone once again a happy and blessed new year. And I want to just start us out tonight. I actually said something about this particular word on New Year's Eve as the clock was turning over. And I have a cousin by the name of Willis McCoy, whom I promised I would send a copy of this message to. And I did not get the message recorded. I thought we would be online and it would be recorded. So I said, no problem. We can do that again. And if need be, if it don't happen this time, I'll get another shot at it on Sunday.
Amen.
We'll take it. I want to be able to get this word to my cousin. He's my first cousin. I don't know a whole lot about him. I know he's been through a lot, and my prayers has been going out for him because I've watched some of what he's been going through, as I've watched many others go through so much in the past year, in the past couple of years, and even now. And I would say, we have a deacon, Michael, in our midst right now. His father-in-law passed. And you might say father-in-law, but that's the patriarch of that family. And he is a much-beloved man by Deacon Michael. And for him, he came on out the house, and he's here with us this evening. We thank God that he's about doing God's work even in a time such as this.
Amen.
Our message this evening is going to come from Ecclesiastes, that some say a book of poetry written by Solomon, King Solomon. And I wanted this evening actually to read it from the Message version of the Bible. And I'll tell you, when we got together on New Year's Eve, there was messages preached by different preachers, and I had Deacon Mike to start us out.
Amen.
And he actually kicked it off.
Yes, he did.
And he kicked it off talking about focus.
Amen.
You know, and you know, he only can see out of one eye, so he say, focus.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I tell you, it just went right along with the message and gave us everybody a good kickoff, and we ended it with this particular message. So let me begin to read. I want to, as we say, we're going to look at this third chapter. And I'm going to read a bit of this first part, and then we will go from probably about the fourth or fifth verse, and then we'll go on further down the line a little bit. But what it says there, it says that there is an opportunity to do things, a right time for everything on the earth, a right time for birth and another for death. A right time to plant and another to reap. A right time to kill and another to heal. A right time to destroy and another to construct. A right time to cry and another to laugh. A right time to lament and another to cheer. A right time to make love and another to abstain. A right time to embrace and another to part. A right time to search and another to count your losses. A right time to hold on and another to let go. I was going to shorten this for brevity's sake, but I got to tell you that there's a right time to rip out and another to mend. A right time to shut up and another to speak up. A right time to love and another to hate. A right time to wage war and another to make peace. And then here in this ninth verse, it says, but in the end, does it really make a difference what anyone does? This is the message verse. I don't know if you're looking at the King James Version, it might say a little different, but this is what it says here, and it means the same. I've had a good look at what God has given us to do. Busy work mostly. True, God made everything beautiful in itself and in its time, but he's left us in the dark, so we can never know what God is up to, whether he's coming or gone. Solomon says, I've decided that there's nothing better to do than to go ahead and have a good time and get the most we can out of life. That's it. Eat, drink, and make the most of your job. It's God's gift. I've concluded also that whatever God does, that's the way it's going to be. Always. No addition, no subtraction. God's done it, and that's it. That's so we'll quit asking questions and simply worship in holy fear. Whatever was, is. Whatever will be, is. That's how it always is with God. And he goes on to say, I took another good look at what's going on. The very place of judgment, corrupt. The place of righteousness, corrupt. I said to myself, God will judge righteous and wicked. There's a right time for everything, every deed, and there's no getting around it. I said to myself, regarding the human race, God's testing a lot of us, showing us up as nothing but animals. And this is Solomon talking now. We get down to this 19th verse, and Solomon says, humans and animals come to the same end. Humans die, animals die. We breathe the same air. So there's really no advantage in being human, none. Everything smoke. We all end up in the same place. We all come from dust. We all end up as dust. Nobody knows for sure what the human spirit rises, that the human spirit rises to heaven, or that the animal spirit sinks into the earth. So, I made up my mind that there's nothing better for us, men and women, than to have a good time in whatever we do. That's our lot. Who knows if there's anything else to life? Now, I want to use as a subject as we hear now in 2019, I want to just make a critical point for everyone, and if you can keep this point as you go through this year, it might help you. But I'm going to entitle this as Just Do You, Boo.
Yes, just
do you, boo. And this whole premise, I base it on, there's some folks that might know something about computers. In a computer world, you have what is called a binary. And everything in a computer actually operates on binary numbers. You either have a zero or a one. It means simply
that it is on or it is off. And that means that either there's energy going through it or it's not. And see, Solomon makes the point of time as being one thing or the other. See, you got a time to be born, you have a time to die. You get to do one or the other. You don't do both at the same time. You get the time to love you, and he said that's even a time to hate.
All right.
So I got to make this point for us, and don't think I'm picking on somebody when I say just do you, boo. Because see, you need to do what you do, but you got to understand that everybody is not like you, and they need to be able to do what they do while I enjoy doing what it is I do. So as I go through, I like to tell people, just do you, boo. And for me, everything under the sun is going to be okay because God has his way.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can stop the will of God.
All right.
So first of all, as I said, we got this binary. It's binary. And first of all, in this Christian life, in this binary life, either being on or off, see, with belonging to Christ, with being a child of Christ, with being someone who has given their life to Christ, and with being a Christian, I've got to say that it is binary. Either you is or you ain't. See, you can't straddle a fence and say, well, I'm going to be Christian today and tomorrow I'm not. No, either you is or you ain't. It's just that simple.
All right.
Either you're on or you're off. Either you're his or you're not. Either you is or you ain't. And it's binary. It's very simple. Either you're a Christian or you're not.
All right.
And when you look at anybody else, you got to understand that either they're a Christian or they're not. It doesn't mean that everything in their life is going to be right. It just means either they is or they ain't.
All right.
But I want to implore us today to just do you, boo. Do what God has given you to do. Be the best you that you can be. Because I'll tell you, when you look at somebody else, that's all they can be, is who they are. You ain't here to fix anybody. So, as I said, even with the Christian, being a Christian, either you is or you ain't. Might not be good English, but you'll see that it goes along with my next point. See, if you are a Christian, I've read that we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. And see, it is either, as we said before, either you is or you ain't. But see, when it comes to that power, either you can or you can't. See, if you got the power from the Most High, you can do all things. I don't care what it is. I don't care how big your dreams are. I don't care how many folks you got coming up against you. Either you can or you can't, because you is or you ain't. And it's the same thing with anybody else. Some people can't do everything that you do. Some people don't have the power of God in them through Jesus Christ the way that you do. So I implore you once again today to just do you, fool. Because not everybody has even seen the same word because they don't have eyes to see. Not everybody has heard the same word because not everybody has ears to hear.
All right.
So either you is or you ain't. And that's what determines if you can or you can't. So I in conclusion, just want to make this point, is that all you can do is you. Be the best you that God has made. He only made one you.
All right.
There's only all these people on earth, and he's given you the gift that he's given to you. He's given you the brand of love that he's given to you. He's given all things working together for good for those that love God, the called according to his purpose. He's given that portion to you. So here in 2019, just do you, boo. You don't have to make anybody else or try to make anybody else do anything. You can pray with them. You can pray for them. You can pray over them. You can do that because God has given you that power. But you don't have a hell or a heaven to put anybody in. And what determines where you're going is determined by either you is or you ain't. Either you can or you can't. And as I said, just do you, boo. We thank God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us to be who we are. We thank you for the measure. We thank you for the measure of health. Oh, Father, we even thank you for the measure of wealth. Oh, Father, that you've given everybody that is on this earth and even beyond. Oh, Father, there would be nothing without you. You made everything, Father. Everything was made by you, and it was made for you. So we want to be the best that we can be for you as we go into 2019. And, oh, Father, eyes have not seen what's going to happen in 2019. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Paul now for the invitation.
Amen. 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 And amen. We thank and praise God for that word. We thank and praise God for being able to do you as I do me. Either you is or you ain't, and whether or not you is or you ain't will determine whether or not you can or you can't. The world needs to know this. The world needs to understand this truth. Everybody wants to do them. Everybody wants to have their own way, go their own path. depending on the path that you go, depends on how that outcome shall be, whether or not you will make it or not. Everybody believes that they can, but only those that have Christ, through Christ, can you do all things. Amen. We are so thankful for that word. And as always, this time for anyone that is listening right now or listening in the future, this is your opportunity to get sure whether or not you're going to be able, you are or you're not. You can or you cannot. Without Christ, your options are next to none. This is the time, this year, to make this New Year's choice, to choose God, to choose Christ as your personal Savior. The Word of God is very clear, precise on it. You confess and believe in your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thy heart that he was raised, he died and raised from the dead for your sins and for the sins of this world, you shall be saved. You have that opportunity to do this. To do this thing for yourself, for your own salvation. Take this opportunity as well to find yourself a church home. Find somewhere that is ministering the Word of God in spirit and in truth, not to just be entertained, not to just sit back and be a body, but to actually have something substantial, something eternal, something perpetual, something that is guaranteed. Not easy, but guaranteed. Take this time, take this opportunity, this year, this day, this moment. Amen. Amen. I thought we were just thankful again for your message, for the participation on the point. As we go through the points of light tonight, it's wonderful. It was a wonderful session. So now we're at the point where we give opportunity for any and everyone that would want to speak, to have their own comments, interactions. If you have a comment, please press your number one key so that we can acknowledge you and move forward. Amen. Right now what we will do is we're opening up the line for our Pastor Mom. Amen. You have the floor.
I really enjoyed that message tonight. You can do what the Lord have you to do. You keep going and keep on going and doing the right thing. And I thank the Lord for Pastor Herbert McCoy tonight. Did a good job. And his mama said he did a good job. And I enjoyed every word he said. And I thank the Lord for him tonight. And I love him very much.
Amen.
I just keep on thanking the Lord for him.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Blessed New Year to you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, well, all I can say is the Word of God is always good. Amen.
Amen.
And that title, Do You Boo? Amen. People will definitely remember that title. Amen. And I'm with Mom. Ditto. You did a good job.
Amen.
We thank and praise God for Pastor Mom and Pastor Kizzy for their input tonight on this session. If anybody else has any comments, you're more than happy, or you're more than welcome to press your one key, and we will acknowledge you. Amen. All right. Well, I mean, it's still open if you decide you want to speak. Okay, just press your one key, and you can definitely come on and speak. We have another one. Hold on. Just one second. I think it actually went away. Hold on. I think we have Pastor Catherine. Amen.
Amen.
Is that you, Pastor Catherine?
Amen. Yeah, this is me.
Amen.
I want to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy rain.
Yes. I heard the scripture, but I got a call. I'm sorry. I got a call, and I'm trying to get off the phone, but they kept talking. But it was so good just to hear you all voice tonight. And my prayer is that this year that we can all just continue to stay on the battlefield.
Amen.
And keep listening to what the Lord has told us to do, no matter how hard it gets, how tired you get,
mm-hmm.
just keep on pressing on.
Well,
keep pressing on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I just thank the Lord for you all tonight. Thank you. And, George, I didn't hear the prayer. The God mercy and grace give us just to keep going. Praise God.
Amen.
And thank you for just being there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you're very encouraging to me. And praise God, I believe you're encouraging to somebody else too.
Amen.
Happy New Year. Amen.
Happy New Year. May God bless you all here.
Amen. As always, we thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Catherine, for your words of encouragement. And as always, just being a part of the act of the ministry, we are so happy to have you on with us continually this new year. Amen. And again, we say for those that anyone else that may have something they would like to say, just press your one key, and you are. I'm going to bring you on out. Amen.
Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can.
Mm-hmm. We can still hear me.
Well, whenever you all start the prayer, I have a prayer request.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be with you. We'll definitely be taking on prayer requests as well. This is Reverend Treva.
Hello. God bless you. Hi.
Amen.
I want to wish y'all a Happy New Year. And to everyone, last night I had trouble. I couldn't get in the youth queue, but I just want to wish you guys, I enjoyed the sermon. And I'm en route to home. I've been in Georgia for 2 weeks, and then now I'm in Las Vegas with my family, and I go the rest of the way tomorrow, back to L.A.
Amen.
But that was an excellent, excellent word, do you.
God bless
you. Do you, boo. Amen. And
amen.
I love y'all. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you,
brother. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you.
We're so happy that you were able to come on with us tonight. As always, we thank and praise God for you. Amen.
I praise God for y'all, too. Amen. Have a good evening. God bless y'all.
God bless you. God bless you. As we come around to this air this time, is there anyone else that would have any comments? Amen. Pastor Herbert, did you have anything else you wanted to say before we got to went into our prayer request?
Amen. Glory to God. As you said, we are grateful. We're thankful. Thanks for the encouraging words. And we thank God for what He's doing with this broadcast, and we just, you know, we're just watching what He's doing from the point. We're not going to give up. We want to remain faithful. We want to remain reliable. Yeah. We want to be capable and dependable. We're just looking forward to what God is doing. We just want to continue to be a soldier. And He's doing an awesome thing down here, as well as up there. And we're hoping to have a new point of light. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm hoping that on next week we can hear from another point of light from Memphis, Tennessee. And if that point of light comes on, I'll be grateful to God, and I know that it will be God that will shine in that light. So we look forward to next week, and we thank everybody once again for this week. I wanted to ask prayers for the Point Christian Fellowship here in McKinney, as God is doing great things and looking at property. And wait to see what's going to happen with that. Also, ask you that you would keep the William family in prayer. As that patriarch, as we said, has went on home to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
We've seen how He's prepared that family, but never, no preparation is ever enough that the pain is not felt. So, pray for their strength as they go through this time. And then, I don't know if anybody else will mention it, but I'll mention it. We're also praying for the Yarbrough family. Lenny's younger brother went on home to be with the Lord. And I had opportunity to speak with him. And so keep them in your prayers, please, as time goes. Just so much going on. But we thank God that there are people around, there are Christians around, that can lift up the prayers of God. They don't have to be picked up, pampered, or primed up. They just go it on and stay prayed up.
Amen.
And we are so grateful for it.
Amen. We thank you so much for that encouragement, and we are looking forward to what God has for the new points of light for God in the Midst Radio. We're looking forward to everything that is going to be presented and going to manifest this year. Amen. It is prayer request time, and I know Pastor, you had set up prayers for the family as well, and we're going to ask you to pray for them. Or also for those that are asking, I believe Pastor Catherine, you had a prayer request as well.
Mhm. Yes. I was going to ask prayer for the Yarbrough family. Pastor Herbert have already asked for that. And also for the Gayden family, they also lost a loved one, too.
Mm.
Where we went to that funeral today. And then I have a, I have a child, her name is Kaylee, had been taken away from her family, and it has they've taken her to another state. She's 3 years old, and they were just telling me how the baby was crying for her mom when they took her away. So I just pray that, just ask you all to help us pray that that baby will be returned to her family. Because she's with a family, she's with a family now that that she knows nothing about. But we just pray God's covering over that child. And I don't know whether she is with family, but however, maybe that's a way that she can get involved with that family. So I don't know. I don't know what God is doing, but just pray that God will be done in this area and that God will cover that child at this particular time. Her name is Kate.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any other prayer requests? Amen. If you're talking, I have a request, press your one key, amen. Please, Sister Debbie.
Yes, good evening and happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year to you.
Amen.
Yes, I'm calling for a prayer request. I talked to Pastor Kizzy about it, but pray for James and Jeremy, the Washington and Tobit family, and their grandmother, Miss Estella. James and Jeremy's mom, Renee, went to be with the Lord Monday. So
amen.
They're kind of having a rough time. Just pray for them.
Amen. You hear anyone else? Amen. There is anyone else? Pastor, if you wouldn't mind just sending out a prayer for everyone that is in need. Amen. Pastor Herbert, are you there?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Amen. We just asked. No, that's all right. We just asked if you would just lead us all in prayer for all that are in need right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Many prayer requests that have happened.
All right. Let's go to God in prayer. I thought you had said. I thought you had said Apostle Kizzy. I was waiting for her to start praying. Amen. Is she still online with us?
Apostle Kizzy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Could you lift our concerns this evening?
Okay. I don't know if I have everything.
Well,
I know about
you.
the bereaved family.
Yes.
I think there were about three of them.
Yes.
Amen. I think that
you got it in your spirit. Right.
I thought it was something
that
else that I've. Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. And we honor you for being God of everything.
Yes.
Lord God, you know every request, the ones that were said out loud and the ones that are even in the hearts of the people.
Yes.
Lord God, we lift up all of the bereaved families to you right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are our comforter. Your word says that you would come to us and comfort us. So we thank you, Lord God, for that comfort. And also we thank you, Lord, for sending those that will come to comfort with the comfort that they've been comforted with in the past they've gone through, and you've comforted them, Lord. in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord God. Give people peace. Everyone, every bereaved family, give them peace beyond all understanding. You said, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we just thank you, Lord God, for just touching every family right now who's going through bereavement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them that beyond all understanding, Lord God. And have them not to try to even lean to their own understanding, but to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you. And Lord, we lift up, I think it was Kaylee, to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give her peace in her heart, Lord God, where she is with family, away from her mother, even at the young age, Lord God. Thank you for comforting her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for allowing her to come back to her mother and her father, Lord, or back to her mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we come against all of the trauma that she's gone from being taken from one place to the next place, Lord. Take that away from her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let there be no permanent damage in her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even as a child, even children cry out to you, Lord God. We thank you that you hear her crying out to you and that you answer her cries. And, Lord, we just give you praise and we give you glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. We as always, thank you. We're so thankful for this time, for the prayers that are going out for those that are in need, for those that are needing of comfort, assurance, joy, peace, and just that knowing that God still is, God can, and God will.
Yes, He will.
So, if there isn't anything else, we'll leave it up to you, Pastor Herbert, for the benediction and the final words and the prayer.
Amen. We're grateful to God, and we thank Apostle Kisley for that prayer. I know that in her heart. And I know that's all she got to do is be who she is. She's always a prayer warrior, and I'm just really grateful for all that she does. We're going to go on and close out. Just want to say thank God once again for being on here, and thank you, Pastor Paul, for keep continuing to rev this engine up. And keep us all, and all of them. You didn't have to change a couple of belts out.
Yes,
so we thank you, man. God bless your heart.
Yes.
We have this evening though we're here together, Minister Foreman, and as I said, Deacon Michael. Minister Foreman has a birthday on tomorrow. He's reaching that 6-0 mark. Amen. So you know what happened after you turn 60. If you ever been through that, so keep him in your prayers. It all starts falling apart. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to God and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've given us on this evening, Father, for everyone that is on this line. Oh, Father, we know that you've given us who we are, and you've given us to be where we are. But, Father, if we could just accept what others and what they're going through, Father, and just remember to do what we do. And what you've given us to do is we're one of yours, and either we is or we ain't. But if we're yours, we're going to love somebody. And, oh, Father, love just covers a multitude of anything that's going on. So
Grant us the love in our hearts now, Father, that we might be able to look up on somebody and say, just do you, boo, while we continue to pray for them.
Yes.
Lift them up. Encourage them. Because our God don't make no junk.
Yes.
But as Apostle Kizzy said, he's given all of us a measure of comfort so we can go comfort those that need to be comforted. And, oh, Father, we thank you that you've given us the measure that we have. And now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, the only wise God, the one that does exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or ever imagine, be all majesty, all glory, all dominion, henceforth now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And just remember, even for 2019, there's still no worries, only worship. There's no problems, only praise. There's no fear, only faith. And there's no troubles, only trust. Choose God. With that choice, your password is now and shall forever be love. God loves you, and I do too. We all do. So take that with you. Share it. Be it. Live it. Everybody, good night. Have a good rest of the evening and a good weekend. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.